Throw your trash in the proper bins. Merrily, 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 recycling begins.
Welcome back to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. We are talking trash
with Litter Lady Deanna D'Amato.
Hello.
It's her official title. It's what her business cards say.
Litter Lady D'Amato.
We love it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So back in October, Greenville Rec does an event called Get Out Greenville, and it's down at Lake Conesty, and it's all about promoting outdoor recreation and being outside, which of course we here at Greenville Soil and Water absolutely love. We do love the great outdoors. So we were lucky enough to be able to team up with Deanna as the litter prevention coordinator. We also teamed up with Tyler Stone, who runs Keep Greenville County Beautiful, and Wendy Bignat, who runs the Twin Chimneys Landfill down there, or their education programs anyway. So the four of us teamed up, and we had a whole big litter display. And we've got these really cool trash boxes. If y'all ever come out to one of our big events, you might see them. They're these big litter boxes. We basically these clear plastic boxes that we fill with litter and make a big litter wall.
Yes, we go and we do a cleanup. And generally speaking, these cleanups are not from a very long segment of road. We've done road cleanups so far. We haven't done river cleanups for this. But the last one, what did we figure out? It was about a half a mile?
I think it was less than a quarter of a mile.
Yeah.
And some of the pieces of trash that we cleaned up, and we really only went on the road and maybe, 7-8 feet off the road, I'd say. Not even more than that. You cannot believe some of the things that we found in the trash. We filled up these huge trash boxes, and the one thing that for me, I wanted to clean it up so bad and take it home, but it had been sitting out for too long. It was a little kid's plush rocking horse, and the thing looked so darn sad, and it had mold on it, and it had been sitting out. And you know what? That rocking horse should have been recycled and should have been brought to, donate it to charity. Someone else's little kid could have enjoyed that little rocking horse instead of just
molding away
and making me cry with sadness.
It was really sad. We found all sorts of crazy stuff. We found a bowling ball. So if you're missing your bowling ball, it's in the dumpster at Conesty.
Yeah, it's probably in the landfill now.
Yeah.
That ball was old.
It's got cracks in it. You know that's an old bowling ball if it's got cracks in it. We found golf balls, basketballs, footballs.
Yes, it was indeed the trash cleanup of balls. We had probably 6 or 8 different types of sporting ball equipments.
Yeah, I think so. That's kind of something right there. Like, you know, parents, kids with your balls. You know, when you're done with your basketball or whatever, if you leave it outside, it can very easily roll off into the woods or get picked up by the rain, and then it's lost and it becomes litter. So, balls and other toys. You know, so that's something good to pay attention to also.
Yes, let's just go ahead and do the stormwater portion, because it rains. The rain comes down from the sky. It flows across the land, and what does it do? It picks up anything in its wake and carries it down eventually into rivers, lakes, streams, and super eventually the ocean.
Yeah, and we're going to dive a little bit more into the environmental impacts of litter here in a little bit, but I wanted to talk about with Deanna, we've got some really cool new big old trucks. Deanna, tell us about your trucks.
Yeah, I'm happy to say actually that we got our first ever brand new vacuum litter truck in Greenville County. So it just arrived last week from Canada.
All the way from
our friends on the north border. And it's great. It's going to be a way for us to currently right now in Greenville County, how we pick up litter off of the roadways is by means of volunteers. And as you know, there are plenty of roads in the county that are just too dangerous, you know, whether they don't have, like a side area or, you know, it's very just steep, or the traffic is, 55 miles an hour, like on Highway 418, for example. So we're excited that the litter trucks will be able to go out there and actually vacuum up the trash off of the side of the road.
Yeah. So how does it work just exactly? The truck is actually like a vacuum cleaner?
Right. So it's actually like a dump truck. So it's got lots of different compartments. So the whole back, it's on hydraulics. And so the whole thing dumps back. But in the front of it is a pump with a vacuum. It's got about a 40-foot hose on it. And it can, you know, rotate 360 so the driver or the passenger can, you know, move the vacuum on either side and pick up the trash.
That's so cool. Now, yeah. That's going to have a limited reach, though. So this is mostly for roadway litter.
Correct, yes.
So this is not to say you should throw your litter on the ground because it'll get vacuumed up, because most of that's going to make its way past the roadway into the waters. But, you know, it's definitely a start.
Right.
And how many trucks are we getting?
For right now, we have one. We did order a second one that should be here around April.
Yeah, that's not, so look out for the vacuum trucks.
Yes.
That's really cool. And we were talking a little bit earlier about if somebody sees litter on the road and they call you, the sheriff's office will come out. Again, that's not to say you should throw your trash on the ground, because Deanna was telling us over the break about the enforcement agencies, and they really, you know, it's one crew.
Right.
Right. So even if you are calling Deanna to let her know you found the litter, using the app to let her know you found the litter, it's still going to most likely it will go for weeks without being picked up. Not
right.
That they don't want to pick it up, but, you know, there's one crew.
Greenville County is kind of large.
It's very large.
It's kind of enormous. You could drive. How long does it actually take to drive from the top part of the county down all the way down to the bottom? Almost an hour, right?
I would say longer than that.
Yeah.
From the North Carolina border all the way down past the landfills, probably about an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's far.
Yeah.
It's a huge county.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So with the litter trucks, we'll plan on having them split up, you know, have one on the north side of the county and have one on the south side.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right.
Yep.
So adopt a spot, adopt a road. Let's talk a little bit about that, how we can actually get involved as regular everyday citizens.
Yeah, sure. The Adopt a Road program is something that we've had in existence now for about 14 years. Wendy McNatt, our recycling coordinator, had been running the program. But basically how it works is you just gather your group, as few or as many people as you want. You'll choose a section of a Greenville County road to maintain for 2 years. Litter pickup should be done about 4 times a year. So we send out an email in the beginning of each year with 4 dates. They coincide with the state Adopt-a-Highway schedule. And this way, that way, if you're leaving your trash bags that you collect on the side of the road, we can coordinate the timing, so it's better. Of course, if you can't make those scheduled dates, you can clean up anytime. We provide you safety vests, bags, gloves, the litter pickup sticks, and all you have to do is attend one safety meeting every 2 years.
That's great. And when I was in high school, I was in my ecology club, and we adopted one of the roads in our town. And it was a really, really great way for people to come out and get volunteer hours, or just to come out and, you know, just do a good service for a couple hours. And the more people you have, the faster it is. So get a big group together, school group, church group, you know, whatever, some friends.
And I'm going to bet that was the cleanest road in all of Charleston.
It was beautiful.
Yes.
Seriously, we would have like 30 or 40 people go to these cleanups.
And you have such a nice sense of pride too, and you know, and Greenville County, because of your commitment, you know, you make a 2-year commitment to cleaning the road, we'll actually put a nice permanent sign up on the road with your group or your organization's name on it, so that everyone in the community knows that, you know, it's your organization that's cleaning the road.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier you're going to start an Adopt a Spot program. What is that all about?
Yeah, so for some volunteers, they've expressed that a 2-year commitment for the Adopt a Road is like a little longer than what they can commit to. So we wanted to come up with a way for people to volunteer on a short-term basis. So we're coming up with this Adopt a Spot program. It's a monthly litter cleanup contest. You gather your group, you choose a spot. As long as you have permission to be on that property, you'll register, you fill out an agreement form before the first of each month. And again, we'll give you safety vests, trash bags, litter pickup sticks, gloves, and you take before and after photos and then submit them in. And I'll pick a winner at the end of each month. And hopefully, you know, the prizes can be stuff from like restaurant gift certificates or water park passes during the summer months. So it'll be a different fun prize each month.
Oh, and you're going to be the judge?
Yes.
Oh.
Deanna, you are our very favorite person
ever.
You guys can't tell, but she looks beautiful today.
No bribe, but yeah, no I do bribes. Like Reese's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. That, my peanut butter girl.
So, now, okay. Does it count if we bring you a bunch of Reese's wrappers that came off the ground? Is that at least a little more heartwarming?
If you picked them up? Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, I have to say, you know, when we went and did our cleanup, you know, when we've done our cleanups together, it's fun. You kind of marvel over what you're picking up.
And, yeah.
And we did. I felt a big sense of pride when we finished that road and we're like, this looks really great now, and it looked a little bit crappy before.
Right. So. Yeah. It's a good way for you to have just a sense of accomplishment and know that you're being a good community steward. And for those who are interested in volunteering but can't really make the commitment of a contest, we also have what we're asking you just to take a pledge. Just be an example. Properly dispose of your trash. Always carry a litter bag in your vehicle. You know, never throw anything out of your vehicle. You can go onto our website, litterendshere.org, and you can go ahead and make the pledge. Put your email address on there, and then I'll go ahead and send emails out when we're doing nice community cleanups and just a way for you to volunteer on a, you know, a one-time basis.
And cool. You mentioned a website. That's new too, isn't it?
Yes. Hopefully by the time this airs, it should be up and running. But you can go on. It's www.litterendshere.org.
Yeah. And we'll link to that on SaturdaySplash.com too, so you can get back to that. Yeah, take the pledge. Why not? You commit to a day, a month, 2 years.
Yeah.
Really your whole life.
Exactly.
Hopefully. Cool. Well, thank you, Deanna, so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
If anybody has questions for Deanna or wants to get in touch, you can give her a call at 864-467-7289. You are listening to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK, The Answer.
Trucks come out and play. That's what's great about Garbage Day. It's Garbage Day. It's Garbage Day. What's so great about Garbage Day? Throw your stinky stuff away. That's what's great about Garbage Day. Fuzzy.